This is Forrest Solis interviewing Amy Dooley at 12:13 on June 20th, 2015 for the Creative Push Project. All right, so we'll go ahead and get started. So you have two children, so you can decide which story you want to tell first or how you want to organize it. But whichever one you want to talk about first, could you maybe take us back to around that time of the pregnancy or the labor and delivery, if there was anything memorable, you know, temperature or, you know, events happening or something that could kind of situate us?
Okay. Well, I probably want to talk about Austin's delivery mostly, but I can compare it to Bennett's because Bennett is my first son who's four and Austin is now 15 months old. So I had him March 6th of 2014. And my first son, everything went really well and I really enjoyed the experience. So I kind of expected the same with Austin. And it was very different. So this story is, I think, a little bit more interesting, but I can really compare it to Bennett and kind of the emotions I felt having Austin, expecting to have like a really good experience like I had with Bennett. So anyways, both pregnancies though were really good. I was always a really good pregnant person. I didn't get sick. I slept pretty well. I didn't, you know, lose my hair afterwards or anything. So I enjoyed being pregnant. I enjoyed all of that. And I also got pregnant really quickly with both of them. But with Austin, everything happened extra fast. So with Austin, once we decided to get pregnant with him, I was immediately pregnant. So one try and we're done. And which kind of upset my husband because he really liked trying to get pregnant. So once I'm pregnant, I was like, all right, we don't have to try anymore. And that was kind of a bummer for him. But that happened quickly. Then the whole pregnancy went by really quickly because I was busy with work and Bennett. And before I knew it, it was time to basically have Austin. So I was due with Austin on the 7th. And the 5th came around in the middle of the night. I woke up. And just like with Bennett, I started to feel some contractions. And they're mainly in my back. But I kind of was like expected. I knew what to feel at this point because I felt that with Bennett and I was like, all right, so I'm probably going to wake up in a couple hours and be ready to go to the hospital and it's all going to kind of go smoothly like it did with Bennett. So in the morning I got up and I called the doctor and he said to come into the office. And so I came into the office and I had been having contractions in just in my back for about every 7 minutes and 5 to 7 minutes. So they put me on the machine and hooked me up for about 20 minutes. And they came back and they were like, no, you're not, nothing's happening. This is probably just pre-labor, which kind of surprised me because it really felt like everything with Bennett, I just felt like I was just going to be going to the hospital after this, but they sent me home. So I went back home and throughout the day, I kept having these back contractions. The only thing that started to worry me is I never felt anything in the front. And with Bennett, I always had felt the contractions really strong in the front. And then in the back, it was just like super painful and I couldn't wait to get an epidural. But with Austin, it just never happened in the front. It was always in the back. So I went through my day. I kind of worked from home for half the day. I didn't go into work because I just figured it was happening and I wasn't going to take any risks. My mom was there, and she and I went to Target, went and got our nails done. The whole time, I downloaded an app and I started timing my contractions because nothing was happening. And before I had left the doctor's office that morning, he said, "Well, just call me when something happens." And I was like, "Well, I kind of thought that's what I did. That's why I'm here. But okay, what else is going to happen? Because this is what happened last time, and now he's just sending me home." So, we're out getting our nails done. We're kind of just doing whatever, trying to figure out what's going on. My dad is a nurse practitioner, and he's not practicing anymore, but he used to be an ER doc, so he kind of knows. He gave birth to my little sister, and he's done births when he worked as an emergency room nurse practitioner. So he's looking online in his little apps about, you know, how long these back contractions can last. He's like, these could last for like 2 weeks. So we're all like, okay, geez, this is, because they were really uncomfortable. It hurt really bad in my back, but nothing else was happening. I think this maybe 8 to 10 hours have gone by. So I went to the doctor in the morning at about 10, and now it's like 6 o'clock at night. And mom and dad make me this huge like pork chop and mashed potato dinner. And so we're all sitting down to eat, and still the back contractions, nothing else. We're all having, I mean, I stuffed myself. I ate a huge dinner. And I remember going back into my laundry room, and I had slowly been packing for the hospital all day, just like preparing everything. And went into the laundry room and got some of my clothes, put it in the bag, still expecting, you know, pretty soon stomach contraction will start and then I'll call the doctor. So I walked out into the living room and I sat down on my sofa, and my son, who was 4, was sitting on the sofa watching TV, and everyone was kind of gathered in the living room except for my mom in the kitchen doing the dishes. And all of a sudden I felt a stomach contraction. So I was like, oh yes, finally something's happening. And like maybe 10 seconds later, I felt a really strong stomach contraction, and I jumped off the couch onto my knees. So I'm on my hands and knees on the floor, and my water just breaks everywhere. And nobody understands what's happening. I said, oh my God, he's coming. And my dad's like, what? What's going on? And I said, get in the car, or we gotta go to the hospital. Or I started just screaming. I have this all on camera, actually, because I had my... I'd bought this drop cam for the baby's room, and I had set it up in the living room. So all of this I have recorded, but I can't watch it because it makes me too nervous. So luckily I jumped off the couch. There's no water on the couch, which was nice because I really love my couch. So they grab a towel. I had like a skirt on, and I can't even walk at this point. It feels like the baby's coming out. Like it feels like as soon as my water broke, it feels like there's a head coming out. So the whole plan had been for me and my mom and Sean to go to the hospital together, and Dad and Bennett to stay home together so that my mom could be there for the birth and videotape it and everything. But at this point, I thought like the baby was coming out, and I'm freaking out. So because my dad had delivered babies before, I had him get in the car with us. And this also wasn't part of the plan, but I have like a small 2-door car, and we usually drive the kids around in Sean's truck. But because now we're leaving mom with Bennett, and this is like also rushed, we all just jumped in my little car. So my dad's in the back seat of a 2-door car. I'm in the front seat, and Sean's driving, Sean, my husband. So we get on the road. It probably took us 45 seconds. We get on the road and we're driving towards the hospital, which is 20 minutes away. So we have to get through downtown Scottsdale, up the highway, and over to the hospital. But downtown Scottsdale is full of traffic because the spring training games have gotten out. So spring training's in full effect. Tons of cars on the road. It's probably 7:15 at night. We ate dinner at 6. My water broke at 7:10. We're in the car at 7:15, and I can't even sit on my butt because there's feels like a head's coming out. So I'm leaning over. I'm like leaning on one butt cheek. I've got my hand against the door and my other hand's holding on to my emergency brake, but I didn't know it. So I'm screaming, and my dad the whole time's like, okay, so tell me how far apart are the contractions? And I can't talk, and he keeps asking me, and Sean's like, I don't think you should be asking her that. And Sean's calling the doctors, and he's like, we're on the way to the hospital. And Dad won't stop asking me how far apart my contractions are. I'm like, there are no contractions. It's like one big, long contraction. There's no time in between. And the whole time I'm screaming, Daddy, Daddy, the baby's coming. What do I do? Daddy. And Sean's like trying to get through. We're going through all these stoplights. We can't get, it probably took us, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes to get to the highway. And I'm panicked. I thought for sure I was going to have the baby in the car. So we get to the highway. And by this point, I realized I was pulling up on the emergency brake because I was just grabbing whatever I could. So I let go of the emergency brake. I grab onto Sean, and he's getting on the highway. And he's like, I think he's up to 90 on the highway, and I'm got a death grip on his arm, and I'm biting his shoulder and screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, the baby's coming." And so I think he's going 90 down the highway. Finally, you know, finally we're actually like getting somewhere, so I feel a little bit better. But every bump is like radiating through my body, and I'm yelling at Sean now because we're going 90 down the highway in my little car. And so I'm saying, "You better not get in an accident. Don't go slower. Please don't get in an accident." So we finally then get to the Shea Boulevard exit, and within a few minutes, we're to the hospital gate, and Sean runs out, grabs a wheelchair, and at this point, too, I'm in so much pain, I can't get out of it. I don't know, I can't move, I can't get out of the car, I'm still stuck in that sideways position. And so him and my dad get me out of the car, into the wheelchair, but I'm still, like, in these positions where I can't move, and my flip-flop is, like, somehow wedged between the wheel of the chair, and I can't move my leg. And at this point now, I'm no longer screaming "Daddy," now I'm screaming F words all the way through the hospital. So you have to go into the doors, over to the elevator, up the elevator a floor, and then over to like the maternity ward. So Sean starts running through over to the elevators, and there's all these people coming out, and they all have smiles on their faces. And I just remember their faces because I'm screaming F-bombs and grunting and sweating. And I look at them, and they're all smiling. And all of a sudden, all their faces kind of freeze. And they just jump out of the way. And everyone jumps out of the elevator. And so Sean gets me on the elevator. We get upstairs, and he starts running. And my flip-flop's caught in the wheel. So it's like going flap, 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 flap all the way to where the maternity ward is. And Sean's yelling, "It's go time!" All these people in the waiting area. And so I can hear all these people laughing, but I'm still in the middle of screaming the F word because it hurts so bad. I can't even describe the pain, but it just went from like my back to my whole body. And it feels like I felt the whole time, I was just so terrified because it felt like there was a head coming out, and I didn't want to look, and I didn't want to put my hands down there because I knew like I'd feel a head. And I have no idea really what was down there because I just didn't want to look. It was too terrified. So Sean's yelling, "It's go time," at the guy at the front gate or at the front desk. And he said, "Who are you?" And Sean yells, "Dooley." And so the guy just opens the doors and they go flying open. He goes, "Take your first right and your first left." And there's these two nurses standing there waiting for us. So everything went really fast once we got there. It was like they were totally prepared. They wheel me into the room, which is kind of like your check-in room. And they somehow get me on the bed. I don't even remember how that happened, but everything's really painful. So it's so hard to move, and it's so hard to talk or anything. And the nurse takes one look, and she says, "She's plus two. We got to get her into a room." And I'm like, "What does that mean?" And so I look at one of the nurses, and I say, "Well, can I get my epidural?" Because that's what I remember I loved so much about giving birth to Bennett. It's like, once you got that epidural, it was a party. Like, everything was awesome. We were making jokes with the doctor. Like, that was fun, and I really enjoyed that. And the nurse looks at me, and she's like, "Oh, no, honey, you're not getting an epidural." And I just remember the look on Sean's face because I looked at him like, "What?" And he was like, "I'm so sorry, Amy." Like, "You've got to be kidding me. I can't do this. I can't do this without an epidural," because that's how I had Bennett, and that all went fine, but no, I'm not getting an epidural, and I'm totally freaked out because I'm so that girl that tells everyone, "You just get an epidural, it'll be all fine." It's great. I don't understand why people don't get an epidural. So I'm not getting an epidural at this point. And I think so time-wise, it took us about 25 minutes to get to the hospital, and I don't know if I'm adding it up right, but I know I got into the hospital room, the delivery room, at 8:07. And somehow, so they wheel me in on the one bed, and they tell me I have to get onto the other bed. And at this point, my voice, I'm like crying, I'm like panicked. "I can't get on that bed. How do I get on that bed?" And I don't even know. I did it. Nobody touched me. I like crab walked onto the other bed, and it hurt so bad. That's all I remember. I was in so much pain. And so they take another look at me, and they're like, "Don't push yet. The doctor's coming in." But there was no, like, I had been trying not to push since my water broke. So I had been trying the whole time in the car not to push. And I'm in the hospital bed and I just have to push because at this point, I've been like this for 35, 40 minutes now. So the another doctor comes running in. My doctor is not there yet. Another doctor comes running in, and all I can remember seeing is she's hurriedly trying to put on her gloves, and I got this one crazy strong contraction, and I started to let out this wail, and it, like, my whole body just, like, let loose, like, this wail. It sounded like it started really loud, and it got so loud that it hurt my ears. It hurt my husband's ears. It sounded like a jet engine taking off. It was, like, so primal and weird. Like, I was embarrassed for myself while I was doing it, but at the same time, I couldn't stop. So during that whole yell, the baby just, like, came out. Like, that was just it. It just flew out. Like, I felt like the doctor barely got her gloves on. I had to, like, catch Austin. So so the baby's out, and all of a sudden, like, my body is, it's like a total 180. Like, it felt amazing all of a sudden. It was all gone. All the pain was gone. They have the baby now over at the washing station or whatever they do. They're weighing them or checking them. And I remember hearing as a nurse say, "Hey, we've got a ginger baby." So I have this little boy with bright red hair already. He had a full head of red hair. And the other nurses are, like, congratulating me and telling me how awesome I did and what a great job. And next thing I know, my dad comes walking in, and he's like, "All right, are we ready to go?" And the nurses are like, "No, the baby's out already." So my dad, in the time that they dropped me off at the front door, parked the car and came up, and I'd already had the baby. So it was 8:12. So I got into the delivery room about 8:08. I had the baby by 8:12. This was really fast. Everything Austin's ever done was fast ever since then. But, and then probably about 2 minutes after my dad walked in, my doctor walked in looking, like, just in his t-shirt, like he had just gotten there. And my dad, like, looked at him and laughed and says, "We beat ya." And so that was pretty much it. The next day, I remember my doctor coming back to visit me, and he said something about how smoothly it went. And I was, like, so aghast because it was so dramatic for me. I didn't feel like anything went smoothly. But when you look back on it, it went really smoothly. Like, the baby just came out. There was no complications. I was barely in labor for 35 minutes, but it just felt like a lot of drama and a lot of craziness. And, like, I almost had a baby on a highway. So for me, it wasn't smooth, but I guess in hindsight it was.
So you actually had back labor.
Only back labor until my water broke.
Most people have back labor and then they go in and they get their epidural.
Yeah.
Back labor.
Yeah.
It's weird that they sent you home.
It's weird that they sent me home. And because with Bennett, I had him in, I only pushed for 40 minutes. So it wasn't like he was long. And my doctor knew me, so I would have been more careful. And he kept telling me how this one was going to happen much quicker. But he sent me home. And so I'm waiting the whole time. I'm like, what? And I'm such, like, a good, like, I just follow the rules. And, like, I just want to, like, impress my doctor. So I didn't want to, like, call him with anything else until something else happened. And that's the other thing my dad said to the doctor. He's like, "Well, something happened. We called you." I'm just glad I didn't have him in my car. Because my dad couldn't have even done anything about it. He's stuck in the back of the two-seater, so unless we pulled over, there was nothing like anybody could have helped me with at that point.
So what was your experience when you first saw him?
I think I was so shooken up by everything that happened, like all the adrenaline as soon as he came out, and like about the time they put him on me, the adrenaline like started kicking in, and I was like totally shivering and shaking. They had to cover me with a bunch of blankets because I think my body was just in shock after all that. But I felt like I could enjoy it a lot more when they put him on me than with Bennett, because with Bennett I was like so freaked out about what that looked like, what a brand new baby looked like, and it was like disgusting. But with Austin, I was a little bit more ready for it. So it was really sweet, and I could immediately breastfeed him, and he was such an easy baby. Everything was easy. He immediately started breastfeeding. He, you know, slept that night, and so it was funny because with Bennett, the whole birth was really fun and exciting and nice, but then, you know, once I had the baby, it was crazy and dramatic and hard to do. But with Austin, it was like the opposite. Once I had the baby, he was so easy and uneventful and just easy to enjoy, and whereas his birth was crazy and out of control. So it was like total opposites, those two.
That's intense. That's interesting. So you had a birth plan. It was like to get the epidural.
Yeah, I was going to go in a couple hours before, you know, the pain got too bad, because I would feel, you know, I would know what it felt like, and then I would get the epidural, and then we'd hang out in the delivery room for an hour, and then I'd push him out in 40 minutes just like I did with Bennett, but none of that happened, so that totally freaked me out. And I do, the one thing I remember, right when the baby was coming out, thinking, I can't believe that I'm feeling this right now, because you could just feel it. It felt like your body was like ripping apart, like down there. Like it just felt awful. It felt everything like you thought it was going to feel like times 10. And I was so pissed that I had to feel it, because I just wanted the epidural so bad. It was awful, that pain. But it does, you know, it goes away right away. And then you do kind of get the lady that comes in afterwards and, like, pushes on your stomach to get all that crap out. And that was pretty painful, too, which I never knew because I had the epidural before. So all that gross stuff, the epidural kind of helped me with on the first one. So it was actually really good that this all happened, obviously, for the second child, because I don't think I'll have another child after that. I'd be afraid I'd have them in the shower or on the toilet.
I realize how lucky you are, though. I mean, like, that's amazing.
I am glad I experienced it now. Like, I'm glad that it went down the way it did, and that I actually did have a baby without having an epidural, because now I know what it feels like, and I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, not many people have that story to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, it's like being in a race car.
Yeah. How intense. How scary for Sean.
Yeah, he was pretty freaked out. He was terrified. Yeah.
Because he was probably worried about just your safety.
Yeah, he was. He was worried, like, the baby was coming. Because I'm yelling, you know, baby's coming out. I can feel his head. Like, I don't know what to do. And he's like, just hold on. And my legs are literally crossed. And, yeah.
I can't imagine fighting against that urge to push. Because women talk about it as, like, just so, like, intense. Like, you know.
Yeah. That was the worst part. And it wasn't like every 5 seconds. It was just a constant pressure down there of this baby just like trying to come out the whole time. There was no contractions. It was just a constant like one push. Like I probably could have had the baby right after my water broke.
But you wouldn't know if the cord would be tied around its neck.
Yeah. Because the cord was tied around with Bennett's neck, too. So that kind of freaked me out. I was thinking about that. I mean, it's not a big deal when you have it in the hospital and it's tied around their neck and it just comes out and they untie it. But if you're in a car, you don't know what's happening. I just was doing everything in my power to keep the baby's head in. And it was a weird night, because there were two other births that night that actually didn't make it to the hospital. And one of them was my doctor's patient, too. She had it on their porch. So it was a weird night overall. Like, everyone was having these crazy. Another girl had her baby down in the, I think it was down in the turnaround where I first pulled in. So it was a weird night. That wasn't the worst story of the night.
Was there a full moon?
There wasn't. And I thought, I asked, I remember thinking, I wonder if it's a full moon tonight. But it was just one of those crazy nights. And you heard alarms all night in the hospital. So I don't know what happened, but it was crazy.
Okay, well, I think we're good, unless you want to tell Bennett's.
I think Bennett's, it was so much more boring than that.
I don't really think that any of them are boring, though.
I'm trying to think of anything about his. I mean, his was just, the funniest thing was with his was that I never went to any of the, like, the prenatal classes or, like, even the introductory to the hospital. So when we got to the hospital, we didn't know where to go, so we ended up getting lost, like, in the bowels of the hospital, and I ended up walking about a mile and a half in the hospital before I figured out where to go, which I think made his a lot easier. So once I got into the room, I think, you know, I was in the initial check-in room for 30 minutes and my water broke, and I still didn't have an epidural at that point. And that started to really, the pain was really bad then. I have a lot of back labor, so it's a lot of pain in the back, and I was waiting for someone to have twins so that I could get my epidural, because it was a Sunday and there was only one person working. So then once she came in and gave me the epidural, which before you ever have an epidural, you're really freaked out about those because it's like a needle in the back. So I was really freaked out about even getting an epidural during that one. And once she gave it to me, it was like I was floating on clouds, and my doctor would come in and we'd joke and like make and laugh about things. And everyone was like having a party. My mom's videotaping it. And so it was so much more, I don't know, enjoyable. It was kind of like just hanging out and waiting for a baby to come. Once he was finally like ready for me to push, I probably pushed a series of 5 times total. And then the thing that was freaking me out most then was I was worried I was going to poop because everyone says I'll be poop or pee on the doctor. And I really liked my doctor, so I didn't want to poop or pee on him. So that was like the biggest fear at that during that delivery. And I was pushing, and I remember I was making these really weird noises when I was pushing. So, because I have a video of it, so I can go back and listen. But it's kind of like a pig squealing. Not anything near what I did with Austin, but so it's a very weird. It's very strange having a baby, but I was just pushing so hard. I wanted the baby to come out. I wanted to do good, and that's my whole personality, is like impressing other people and the doctor, and having a really like fast, you know, delivery because I pushed hard enough. So Bennett just came out after 5 pushes, and he was just, once he came out, he was all drama. Like, couldn't get him to eat, couldn't get him to not cry, couldn't get him to burp. But that was probably also because it was my first baby and I didn't know what to do with him. So I had a lot of help from all the nurses for 2 days, and they all had a different opinion. So it was stressful afterwards, but I really enjoyed his birth. It was a party. I remember the doctor told us one story right before I started pushing. His wife is a pediatrician at the Phoenix Children's Hospital, and she had just called him with a birth story of a lady coming in. She had had her baby in a hotel room, and she was high on drugs. And when she got there, the nurses asked her what she wanted to name her baby, and she said, "Hot dog." And the nurses were all so appalled and like felt so bad for this little baby that they all called him Oscar. And so then, you know, we go through the birth and we have the birth, and we hadn't told anyone the name. It was a surprise. And so when we had the baby, my doctor says, "Well, you know, hot dog's already taken, but you could probably name him corn dog." So that was his joke. I know, so bad.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so we're separating these into themes.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any like word, or it could be a descriptive word or a noun or whatever, that you think would encapsulate kind of your experience?
We call Austin, where we nicknamed him, we don't actually even call him that, but his little camera now in his room, we call it Flash. And that's kind of how we describe him. Like, it's either Flash or Speed, or everything is just full bore. So I guess that's how I would describe his. And yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions, do you think? Okay. I think we're good. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.